Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. But this is a very special one, isn't it, Stone?
Good afternoon, sir. Yes, it is. I am getting so excited about next week. We have a road trip in front of us. We're going to go out and be with the folks with OAUG, Oracle Applications Users Group. And we have in the studio with us this afternoon to give us a little bit of a preview of what we can expect. Please welcome back to the Business Radio X microphone, Marcy Nessing and Mariana Miller. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
So are you getting fired up too?
Yeah.
We are. We're about ready to check into our flights, and we're ready to get out to Las Vegas.
Now, when are you guys heading out?
I am on a flight first thing on Friday morning.
Oh, my.
And I'm flying out Saturday morning. But
very nice. And why don't you talk a little bit about OAUG, what you guys are doing for folks?
So the OAUG, Oracle Applications Users Group, so we serve thousands of people all across the world who are users of Oracle applications. So if you use the product, you can use us to find networking opportunities, to education, resources online. And this is our Collaborate, is our big conference that happens once a year. This year it's going to be in Vegas, April 7th through the 11th. And we have so much going on. We usually put it on with two other user groups, so it's not just us. It's about a 6,000-person conference, and we have, I don't know, how many sessions?
Oh. Two other user groups. I mean, this Collaborate, this is serious. You guys,
that's
actually,
what Collaborate
you play
is.
Well, yes. Together. No, I think that's fantastic. I don't know that I've heard of multi-user group conferences before. I don't know. That's cool.
Dude, it definitely helps us reach a target that we wouldn't be able to as just the OAUG alone. Quest and the IOUG have different focuses, so it's a good opportunity for all of us to come together and put on a really great show for our attendees to get tons of educational content so that they could bring it back to their companies and incorporate them into their daily lives.
So what kind of feedback did you get from last year? Because I know we were hanging out with you, so the feedback from us was fantastic. We thoroughly enjoyed it, everything from listening to the John Denver guy to Trevor and I saw an elk while you were driving.
That's right.
We had great interviews.
So now,
all that
do you have Wayne Newton this year?
We do not. Maybe the feedback was don't bring back John Denver.
But no, I know you got some fantastic feedback, didn't you?
Yes, we always do. This is the biggest event that we do every year. Our attendees really love going, mainly to meet other people face-to-face and have those meetings like the GEOs and the SIGs, special interest groups and geographic groups that they can network in. I know, I speak a different language.
Right.
So sometimes I forget that other people don't. And then they really loved the radio booth, having those little snippets we got to use all year long from the Oracle executives, the experts from OAUG, the board members. Everyone really loved just sitting down and being able to listen to that. So definitely a hot, hot thing for people to listen to this year on the exhibit hall floor.
Now, you mentioned education is an important component. How do you develop that kind of education for the people? Is it the users themselves who are telling you what they want to learn about?
It is a little bit of that. We have a great relationship with Oracle in general, and so they let us know what the hot products are, the things that are coming up over the next couple months. And then also we definitely take feedback from our users in regards to what they're looking for, what issues they're having, what things they need additional information on. So that's how we build the tracks for Collaborate.
And that's why it's important for Oracle as a company to play nice with you guys and to help and be supportive for you guys, because you're helping their users use Oracle better and more efficiently. Right?
Exactly. And one of the great benefits of the OAUG is that we're able to take all of these users and have a collective voice, and we can share with Oracle what's going on, what the feedback is.
Right, because you're getting it from the horse's mouth. It's not, you know, these anonymous people. These are the members of your users group.
Exactly. And one of the awesome benefits of coming to Collaborate is that all of the sessions are user focused. They're not going to be sales pitches from Oracle saying you need to upgrade, you need to buy this, you need to do that. It's experts who
Because at Open World, I noticed there was some of that. There was a lot of encouraging to upgrade.
There was a little of that, wasn't there?
I think that's the primary focus of Open World. But
now, can we still register? How far up until the event starts can people register?
Yeah, you can actually register until Friday at 12 p.m. online, but then you can register in person on the 7th at the Venetian.
And that's Eastern time, just FYI.
So now, is attendance grow every year for this event?
It does. We are planning on exceeding the numbers from Denver. Vegas is always a big pull for us, so we are hitting our target numbers, and we're expecting over 6,000 attendees this year.
So we all know this. The real draw for this thing is Name That Tune. Tell our listeners about Name That Tune, because that is where we discovered a talent that none of us knew we had in our missed, and I know you're looking forward
to it. Well, tell me how well received it was. They're still talking about it, aren't they?
Yes. And actually, this year we're going to do a different spin on it.
Okay.
We're going to have special editions. So we're going to have a special Bollywood edition.
You got to know your clientele.
Yes.
Right?
We're going to have a special 80s pop music and classic rock. And we're going to do 6 different sessions to give away some Bluetooth wireless speakers. For attendees, but we're also going to do some spontaneous sessions as well. So if there's a large draw at our booth, then we're going to go ahead and play one.
Exactly. And if we're all dancing around the booth, Bollywood style, don't be scared.
It's been known to happen.
Time. No one there had as good a time as you, I don't think.
I had the best time.
I thought you were very well received. You and Trevor had
been practicing.
Everything synced up in the buzzer. Remember we had the buzzer things?
We will not be having buzzers this year. So to make it easier for you guys, we'll have call. Sticks that people can just raise and you can
there
do
you
those.
Go.
Yeah. Very nice. I like it. Okay, the party environment. I know this is all the important stuff that the board members of OAUG want.
They emphasize the parties.
Well, the first party, the welcome reception, OAUG's welcome reception, is going to be held on Monday night in the Del Toro restaurant and the Exotic Car Museum. That's for OAUG attendees only, and a word on the street is we do throw the best parties. So one thing to keep in mind, that's going to be the time of the national championship basketball game, so we have confirmed that it will be on the TVs and playing. So don't leave our
it's
party.
It's the best
go
of
bet
both worlds.
Right?
And there's TVs everywhere in this place.
Exactly.
So you can't miss it.
But we're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live and capturing interviews. Lee and I are going to be there interviewing folks. We have Michael, our producer, is going to go out there with us. Now, we're probably not going to have to compete with the March Madness during our interviews, but if we do, I think.
No, it's Monday night.
It'll be like
our first day is Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we're all set. So that part will be fun. So if you were to counsel someone on sitting down with the catalog, how should they go about picking sessions and building their agenda for the week, you think? What's a smart way to go about that?
Well, the best way is by our Collaborate app that we have this year. You can download it on your iPhones or Android devices. Or if you want to, you can use your computer. We also have a downloadable version there as well. All of our sessions are available on there. We also have a leaderboard, so you can make a profile, post a picture. If you're attending a session, you can check in. You can also leave comments. Our attendee evaluation form will be through that as well, so you can rate the session. On that, you can also let people know that this was a really good session and check into it. Let me see.
Is there a Twitter handle or you guys have a hashtag?
We are hashtagging.
Hashtag crazy. Our official Twitter handle is @collab_OAUG. That's going to be, if you are on Twitter, you should follow us because that's the way we give away some cool prizes and let you know what's going on. Also with the app, session changes, you'll have to go in there. And if you already have it on your agenda, then it'll automatically pop up there as well.
Oh, that's handy. Yeah. And then the hashtag, did you say?
The hashtag is #C14LV.
C14LV. Well, you guys absolutely rock. We've had an opportunity to work with your team a couple of times in a row now at one of these offsite events, and just every single little detail seems to run so smoothly. But give us, if you will, a peek behind the scenes. One of you, you're going out Friday. One of you are flying out Saturday. What will you guys, a day in the life of Marietta or a Marcy, what is that like behind the curtain before you get things up and going? And what's it like on the backside after we all go home?
So from my perspective, I'll be on the exhibit hall floor getting all of the booths set up. So the first couple of days is probably me in a sea of boxes.
are you going to be on a Segway?
You know what? I don't think I have a Segway. I do have this little awesome...
cart
thing that I'll be driving around the
probably
hall.
Not in this dress though, probably like in jeans and boots and stuff, right?
Yes, no dresses allowed the first couple of days. So we'll be getting the exhibit hall ready. You know, the exhibit hall opens a couple of days after the show does, so there's a ton of work that goes in. There's rigs, there's all the AV that's being set up, all of the signage that has to go up. There's a ton of things that when an attendee walks in and it's all set
up. Oh, perfect.
And the carpet's down.
The padding underneath the carpet is down. The
special
wireless
lighting.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be neat to see one of those kind of time lapse.
Yeah, where the movie
goes happens
real
so fast. You know, where it's like,
there's
no way they're going to be done in time. And all of a sudden, when the doors open, it's always done perfect.
And it amazes me. If you are in the exhibit hall 5 minutes after the show ends,
right,
it comes down.
So fast.
Get out the way.
2 minutes. And it's all of this work that we put in for a whole year. And then it's gone.
And you're
in
like,
a minute.
Where'd it go?
No, it's a very organized workforce. Do you remember when we were setting up? Cause this was a Collaborate thing, wasn't it? Or maybe it was Oracle Open World, where we were setting up. It was getting close to 5 o'clock, and those folks are very well organized in some towns. And I mean, everything wasn't quite hooked up. I mean, they were within 5 or 10 minutes. And buddy, when the 5 o'clock bell rang, they dropped that thing like a Vegas.
It was like the Vegas blackjack dealer, like hands up.
5 o'clock, we're done. They went and got like special dispensation to finish like this 5 minute job.
Are you sure? I have to put this plug in the wall.
So that was fun.
Do you want overtime for that, or can this wait till tomorrow?
I don't want to compete with the unions. So.
But no, they do a wonderful, fantastic job. And it comes together so fast, and it gets broken down so fast. So on the backside, what's it like on the backside of things? Rest of us go home, you guys got to hang out a little while and tidy up, huh?
Well, one of the reasons that they pack up so fast is because our finale party is that night on Thursday.
In the same space or nearby, right?
Nearby, yes.
And it's going to be a Collaboracon theme, so like DragonCon, except for Collaborate attendees. So we are encouraging people to dress up in their favorite superhero outfit or, you know, pretty much any outfit, I think.
Not as their favorite Oracle app.
Yes, that could probably be a costume too as well. So yeah, that's one of the reasons we
and then this year the Larry Ellison lookalike contest. No,
that would be an interesting costume. I do not believe Larry will be showing up to the show this year, but
all right, so the member
surely welcome them.
The membership booth, mm-hmm. We're going to have a presence in there doing the live remote broadcast. What else can we expect to see in the membership in the membership booth this year?
Well, we're going to be having our own special membership kiosk in addition to the radio booth this year. We'll actually have two of them, so we'll be there to answer any questions about membership. If you want to renew your membership on spot, if you have any questions about the benefits, or if you just want to check your profile, update that, we'll be giving away to scan your badge. We're encouraging people to get your badge scanned because then you get a free pair of earbuds with OAUG on them. They actually are blue, and they have a white OAUG logo, so they look like little blue M&Ms is what I can describe them as. And then the grand prize, we'll be giving away, in addition, iTunes gift cards and Google Play, but the grand prize is a free conference pass to next year's Collaborate 15.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lee Cantor bobblehead.
Yes, we meant to get those ordered. I'm so sorry. So that's in addition to Name That Tune, but it's just another way to let people know that we're there for them. This is, you know, all about membership at the end of the day, and making sure that our members are happy. And in addition to that, we also have, I'm going to promote myself for a minute, the OAUG orientation you can come and attend as a session. I'm the speaker for that. And I do
and
want
that's for the new members?
It's for everybody? New, old, potential. If you're thinking about a membership, it's a great way. It's 30 minutes. We show you everything that's involved, where to find it, how to get set up.
And to that point, we launched this morning a brand new updated version of the OAUG website. So Mariana will most likely be covering that during the orientation session as well as at the booth. It's a nice facelift to the OAUG website, so be sure to check
because
that
out. Want the members to get the most out of it, the experience, and sometimes it's a good idea to educate them on how best to
exactly. How to find where, you know, after the conference, we have all of the presentations housed on our website. So now they're really searchable, easy to find. You can search by track or particular content. If you're looking for, again, upgrade information, you could just search our 12 upgrade and you'll be able to see all of the presentations that were given at Collaborate 14 and previous Collaborates.
Now, what is an area that you think the members aren't taking enough advantage of?
I think actually one of the really great things that we've done recently is we have made all of the presentations that we have had saved on our within our OEG database searchable via Google and other search engines. So before you can search for, you know, the OEG or information on a particular anything you're looking for regarding Oracle, and it wouldn't take you directly to our website. Now, if you do a search, you can find all of our abstracts. Everything that we have and we offer, you can now find that via a Google search.
And you can post the abstract on your Facebook or Twitter or leave a comment or share it with your friends. So
very nice. Well, one of the things that I enjoyed most about the last time that we did this was meeting so many of the people, and we would ask them, what compelled you to join the OAUG, and why do you stay? And over and over and over, they just felt like OAUG had meant so much to their career, or someone within that system had mentored them, and they genuinely wanted to give back to the profession. And that really struck me. Over and over, we heard that from board members to corporate members. And it just speaks so well to the mission and purpose that you guys are on.
We have a lot of great volunteers that were actually the folks that started the Oracle Applications Users Group at its infancy. One of our board members now, Karen Brownfield, was one of the founding members of the organization, and she's back returning as a board member this year. So we have a lot of folks that continue to serve and really do find value in the membership.
And a lot of those leadership positions are all volunteer. Like, they have day jobs, and somehow they're finding time to work this hard for the other members of the users group, right?
They do. And it goes beyond the board members themselves. We have a ton of different committees. There's a conference committee that puts on Collaborate that we rely on heavily throughout the course of the year. We have the Exhibitor Advisory Council, who are the folks that, you know, our vendors, who we ask to sit on a call every month and tell us what's going on in their world. What do they need more of? What do they want to see coming up? So we have we wouldn't be where we are without our volunteers.
And you have SIGs and GOs, I heard.
We do.
Special interest groups and geographical areas?
Geographic groups.
Geographic groups. Well, I am absolutely fired up. I am jazzed. I am really looking forward to it. Vegas has got to be a fun city. I've never been.
But really?
Even if we were going to, you know, Tecumseh, Iowa or something, hanging out with you guys, talking with these folks, giving them an opportunity to share their story, it would be a blast anyway. Layer Vegas on top of that, and you're not going to keep me down, man.
Exactly.
I cannot wait.
So now, last chance for people to sign up, right? They can still sign up. What's the website they should go to?
Collaborate.oeug.org.
All right, they can get all the information they need right there.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the App Store in either Apple or Android to download the app.
That is correct.
And you can always give us send us a note.
Membership@oeug.com and 404-240-0897 extension 2.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, we will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. We'll be right back.